Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion, and welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. You know the drill, the number one motivational podcast on the planet for the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur, really anybody who values freedom over security. You're in the right place. To all our new listeners, thanks for checking us out. It's going to take you a couple weeks to find the show, love the show. You're not going to like it very much at first because you're going to think this guy you're listening to is absolutely bonkers. He talks too fast, yells a lot, but it's going to grow on you. It does with everybody. Give it a couple weeks. You'll be part of Saturday Nation, and we love to have you. All right. To the OGs out there that have been listening for a long time, past 18 years, maybe the past 5, 10, thank you. I know you can choose wherever you want to listen, wherever you want to get content from. I'm sure you listen to other podcasts, but you picked this one to dive into. Awesome. I love it. Never take it for granted, not for 1 minute. All right. Hey, I want to talk about fame. Maybe fame and fortune. Let's see how today's show goes. Fame. A lot of people chase it. I have zero interest in it. There was a time I did, when I first got started. I wanted to be the next Tony Robbins, Zig Ziglar, Jim Rohn, Dr. Dennis Waitley, Les Brown. These are all people that I listened to and watched their videos and read their books. And Robert Kiyosaki. And yeah, I wanted to be that. And then I started having a family. And then my kids started growing up. And I didn't want any of that. And I definitely don't want any of it now. Trust me, I got my fair share of Looney Tunes showing up sometimes in my email. That's enough for me. And what I mean by that is, look, I run a lot of ads on YouTube and Facebook and, of course, the podcast. So you'll have people, 99% are nice. Let me just reframe that. 99% of the comments I get are great. But what do? When you write something on the internet, you maybe put a post on Facebook, and you get 99 great comments, and you get one Yahoo who just goes crazy on your page, and, yo, who do you think you are? Which one do you focus on? Right, the one. You don't focus on the 99. So I don't want more than that fair share of that, and I'm totally cool with it. I've come to a place in my life now where I really value quality, and I mean quality relationships. I don't want a lot of friends. I don't have a lot of friends. You know, my wife, the big joke back in the day has always been, geez, I wish you had friends. I'm like, yeah, I don't need friends. I have a group of individuals I play golf with, individuals I've met around the world at an event here or there. We've stayed connected, exchanged cell phone numbers and things like that. I'm totally cool with that. I used to crave that as well. I guess this is more of a real cleansing for me to just share, you know, the growth. And I'm sure you're the same way. Like, you've grown in a lot of areas of your life. I had the disease to please like nobody's business. I wanted everybody to like me, a lot of insecurity. Why don't I have more of this, more of that, more money, more fame, more followers? And then I really arrived at a place in my life where I just want quality. I want quality relationships. I want quality clients. I don't take on any one-on-one clients hardly at all. If I'm going to take somebody literally one-on-one as a client, like it's just them and myself, we have to vibe unbelievably. Like, it's got to be so seamless, so simple, so easy. It can't be, you know, oh my gosh, I got a call with so-and-so coming up tomorrow. Ah, used to be that way, not anymore. And as you build your message and your movement, you really got to distance yourself from everything that you say that you see online, you know, because right now it's, hey, I can get you a million followers on TikTok. I don't want a million followers. I'm not even on TikTok. I've got a few videos out there. When I feel like I've got something that I think can help, I'll record a quick TikTok video or an Instagram reel. Very unusual, not on LinkedIn. I'm really just a podcaster, you know, And it's where I've chosen to really plant my flag and say, this is what I really enjoy doing. I know quality clients come from this podcast because it's happened. And you have to have a lot of faith that you don't need to chase that. You don't need to chase with the world. It's very worldly, very secular society out there that's going to give you the message that you need this. You need that dopamine hit. When you make a post, you got to check how many followers you got, how many likes you have. Don't chase the fame. There's nothing worth it. It's just not worth it. Because here's the thing. If you can't be happy making $1,000 a month, you're never going to be happy making $100,000 a month. I know. I shared a story either. God, I can't. I say this. Do you feel like I say this all the time? Like, I'm 55 and I'm losing my memory. Okay. I say this on every episode. I can't remember if it was the last episode or the two episodes ago, but it was this week. Like, that's what I got to say now because I'm losing my damn mind. But recently on the podcast, I shared the time where I made $150,000 on stage in an hour. And it was the most hollow feeling I think I've had. Because we all have that moment when you're in this business long enough, you're going to make more money than you ever dreamed of making. You're going to make more in an hour than you ever made in a year or 2 years or 3 years combined. You're going to make more in a month. First, it starts out, you're going to make more in 6 months than you made the previous year. Then it's going to be 3 months. Then it's going to be you're going to make more in a month than you made the previous year. And it's all because you are sharing a message, you're teaching a lesson, and you're solving a problem, and people want to learn from you. That's how you build. I mean, that's just the easiest way to build it. And you don't need a million people. You can do very, very good. I mean, very good. You can raise your kids. You can retire your spouse. You can take vacations with 100 people that follow you, quality people online that buy your content, work with you, whatever that looks like. If you have 1,000 quality people, that's 10 times better, right? But when you say the word quality, that word gets thrown around so much. I mean real quality people. Like you love them, they love you. Not from us, they probably don't know much about you, but they love the way you present the topic or teach the lesson and things like that. The way you show up, just say it that way, the way you show up. But if you can't be happy with just 100 people, you're going to be miserable with 1,000 people that you're ministering to, you know? It's great to build a big ministry. This podcast is my ministry. But I also don't chase any numbers. I look at my downloads. I look at listeners maybe once every few weeks or so. Because when you get into the tens and the millions, then it's just like, great. Okay, so we've got 30 million. I always say 20 million downloads. It's probably 30 by now. But it doesn't matter. I mean, if somebody's going to join our podcast coaching program that I run, okay, it's not going to be because I've got 50 million downloads compared to 20 million. I mean, at some point, there's just a law of diminishing returns. I could say 100 million. Nobody would care because all they want to know is, I like this person, I trust this person, and I want to learn more from this person. And chasing that fame is going to get you further and further away from that ministry. Really, we call this a ministry. Whatever you're building should be a ministry. You're ministering to people. You're charging accordingly. All right. You give away a lot of free content. This podcast is free. There'll never be a subscription. There never has been a subscription. And it's always free. Put out this content every day. It's the easiest way for me to share the content is through audio. I do have a YouTube channel. I have an Instagram. You can follow me there. Both of them are at Every Day is Saturday. But by and large, this is my ministry, the podcasting ministry. And it's about finding quality people. That's why you always hear the same call to action. I'll say, when you're ready to launch your movement, go to launchmymovement.com. Why do I say that on every episode? Because it's like a billboard. You know, when you're driving down the highway and you see the same billboard for a plumber, you're like, I don't need a plumber. I see that billboard. It's like subconsciously almost. You see it every single day on the highway. Guess what? Pipes burst. Who you calling? That plumber. So same thing with this podcast. If you are getting into this podcasting space, you have to say the same call to action because there'll be people. I have people that ask me how my youngest daughter is doing because they just started listening to an episode from 2015 when she came home from Children's Hospital after 9 months on a ventilator, you know? And I can tell which episode they heard that call to action just based on, because I share a lot of stuff about my family and my faith and things like that. So you got to continually put that call to action out there. And know that when that student is ready, they're going to raise their hand and get a hold of you. You know, that's what it means about finding quality people. It also means staying consistent with your message and don't bend your knee to the way the world want you to go. Look, there's going to be a new flavor every week. This social media platform, that social media platform, this hack, that hack. You can't hack this stuff. It's about consistency. It's about commitment. This is a life lesson. Being consistent, being committed, and being courageous. Those three C's. Committed, consistent, courageous. Because it's not easy putting yourself out there. You know, most of us are very private people, you know, myself included. But I also know there's an element that, hey, I really want to share this, not because it's a look at me and what's going on in my life, but because there's a lot of individuals on this journey that I'm on, and I might be a little bit further ahead than them. So I'm going to go back and teach them what I learned. That's all. Simple as that. None of it involves fame. None of it involves fortune, because you can't tie a U-Haul to the back of your hearse at the end of your life. It goes to the grave, and then it's in a garage sale 2 weeks later. You know, I remember when my mom died in 1997, it was July 7th, 1997, worst day of my life. And then Christmas of that year, we went through all our stuff. My brothers and sisters were home. My fiance, Angela, was there, now my wife at 26 years. And we just went through all my mom's stuff. Do you want this? No. All right, garage sale. Do you want that? No, garage sale. You know, I took my mom's cane, and I think I took a plant. I think the only thing I took from my mom, this lady's been in my life for 29 years, and I got a cane and I got a plant. It wasn't even a plant. It was like a stem of a plant that we ended up, Phyllis, the rhododendron. I'll never forget. My mom had a rhododendron. Never heard that word in my life. She named it Phyllis, and it was in our kitchen forever. So my wife and I brought it back to our place in Buffalo, and we talked to Phyllis every day. Thing was around for like 5 years. I don't even know. It felt like forever. Point being, all my mom's stuff, her clothes, everything, garage sale. So none of this stuff matters. The material stuff doesn't. It's nice to get paid. We have to pay our bills, okay? But when you're really satisfied with what you do and you're looking to bring in quality people around you, that's when it feels really good. I think that's really the most beautiful intersection of being a branding type person, solopreneur. You don't need a big team. I don't have a big team. I have an operations manager. Her name's Katie. That's it. That's my team right there. We also have a messaging coach that works with clients right out of the gate as well. So I have a messaging coach that works with clients, and I have a podcasting coach / operations manager, Katie, who walks clients through that first 30 days to make sure their podcast goes live. That's it. And what do? I record every day. So keep it simple. Always keep it simple. And then take that simplicity and do it better. Do simple better. And when you're ready to launch, let's get it. Let's get on Zoom. Go to launchmymovement.com. Because when you're ready, I'm ready. And we'll put rocket fuel to that message of yours. All right? I hope this message found you in a good spot. Hope it planted a seed in good soil. All right? Don't chase the fame. Chase your purpose. And it feels just so much better. All right? Say it with me, gang. Have the best day ever. And that's a wrap. Another Everyday Saturday podcast in the books. Thanks so much for listening. Would you do your boy a favor? Would you get on iTunes or wherever you listen to the Everyday Saturday podcast and leave a rating for the show? It helps amazing people like you find the show faster. And that's what I'm looking for, amazing people like you. Hey, I'm always hanging out on the interwebs. You can check me out on Instagram at Everyday is Saturday. Let me know you're listening to the show. Love, 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 love hearing from fans of the Everyday Saturday podcast. And one last thing, when you're ready to launch, get on my calendar. Go to launchwithsam.com. You and I are going to work together to set rocket fuel to your dream. Are you ready? Let's do it. I'll see you on the next Everyday is Saturday podcast.